From the award-winning WVAS News Team, here's Brittany Jones.
Baton Rouge is mourning again after a gunman shot and killed three officers and wounded three others. Former reporter for WVAS Scotty Hunter is now working for a television station in Baton Rouge. Scotty spoke with WVAS to give us the latest information from the Baton Rouge police shooting.
Right now, I feel like everybody is still on edge. I mean, emotions are still raw from everything that happened Sunday morning. I know it was a very active scene for much of the day yesterday, and law enforcement were telling people to stay away from Airline Highway and really kind of take precautions in your home. They didn't think it was an active shooter situation in the afternoon, but they did want people just as an abundance of caution. And just as they continue to investigate that scene and process the scene, just to stay out of that area. From what I've seen today, though, a lot of people really kind of, keeping to themselves, trying to just make sense out of everything. A lot of people have come together for prayer vigils, and there's so many gatherings of that nature planned throughout the day and for the rest of the week on through the weekend. Really, we've gotten so many calls and emails about people really wanting to pray, and I think that's one of the most important things that people have been trying to do and trying to offer as maybe a way to try and move forward from all of these events that have taken place in Baton Rouge. I know police were briefing the governor, Governor John Bel Edwards, within the past half hour to an hour about just the latest in the investigation. Of course, some of those things they haven't revealed to the media yet or to the public yet, but we are expecting a press conference at some point this afternoon where we should learn more about the conditions of those officers that remain hospitalized. Again, three were killed yesterday, and then three more remain in the hospital. One was in critical condition. We did know that as of this morning, but we do know that one of the officers had non-life-threatening injuries, so we're still waiting just to figure out exactly what those conditions are at this point a day later.
In other news, a judicial panel ethics wants Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore swiftly removed from office for urging the state's probate judges to defy the federal courts on gay marriage. Alabama's Judicial Inquiry Commission wrote Friday that Moore's unremorseful flouting of the rule of law merits the highest possible sanction it can levy against a sitting judge, which is immediate removal from office. Moore told state probate judges in January that an injunction against gay marriage was in full force and effect. His order came 6 months after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that gays and lesbians have a constitutional right to marry. Moore asked to dismiss the ethics complaint. He argued that his order was not telling probate judges what to do and was only responding to questions about the status of the case. Four Republicans are running for former House Speaker Mike Hubbard's legislative seat. The Alabama Republican Party has announced that Jay Conner, Joe LaVorn, Brett Smith, and Sandy Toomer have qualified to run for the Lee County House seat. No Democrats are running for the legislative district. Hubbard was removed from the office in June after a jury convicted him of 12 felony ethics charges. A judge sentenced him to serve 4 years in prison. Hubbard is appealing his conviction. The primary election will be held September 13th. A proposal to build a new mosque in Montgomery is getting mixed reaction and causing debate among residents and city officials. Officials with the East Montgomery Islamic Society are proposing a new 6,000-square-foot mosque and community center to be located on the city's east side. The group is seeking a zoning variance from the Montgomery Board of Adjustment. WVAS spoke with Aya Zaid with the society about the need for open dialogue and community support.
All those Bible stories that you're teaching your children in Sunday schools, we're teaching our children those exact same stories. We're an Abrahamic religion, just like Christianity and just like Judaism. So it's a little unfair, you know, to say, oh, ISIS defines all of them, because the KKK doesn't define all Christians. Hopefully, I mean, maybe with this coming out, it'll open a chance in the community for us to talk about it and to talk about our fears and how we can, you know, fight against ISIS and move past this.
The society is on the Board of Adjustment agenda for July 31st. Montgomery Councilman Glenn Pruitt says he is personally against building the mosque in District 8, citing the recent events in France as fuel for uncertainty. Presently 90 degrees in the capital city, today's temperatures are likely to be the coolest of the week, which means the rest of our week is going to be extremely hot. A few storms will be possible in the afternoon, but many stay dry. Temperatures reach the upper 90s during the day and mid-70s at night. The chance for isolated thunderstorms continue on Tuesday with a 40% chance of rain. Expect temperatures in the upper 90s. At night, warm conditions with lows in the mid-70s. Expect very hot conditions on Wednesday with temperatures in the upper 90s. At night, warm and muggy conditions with lows in the upper 70s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to wvasfm.org. I'm Brittany Jones, WVAS News.